My heart is extremely heavy. I had a dream the other night that didn't seem like a dream. Not even a nightmare, actually. It felt more like a vision of the future. And there were gears in our heads that were being made to turn by some outside force against our will and outside of our control. And in that moment, I could feel this sickening taste of a future where nothing, not even your thoughts or anything, could any longer be called your own. In George Orwell's 1984, nothing was your own, except the few cubic centimeters inside your skull. In this dream, nothing was your own, not even the few cubic centimeters inside your skull. And it reminded me of Revelation 9:6, which says, "And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them." I feel like the time to speak softly on this matter has passed, as we're being forced to censor ourselves all over the internet and indulge these massive tech corporations in their illusions of the future that they are instituting and building all around us, really whether we like it or not. I have to speak in these terms to you now because this was at the core of my vision, and I can feel it in my soul that this is the level things are now at. And as I look at what's happening around us, I consider it no less a question between free humanity and that of inescapable digital bondage. And I don't believe we're to a point where there's no hope yet, but I feel like we are quickly approaching a time when there will be no turning back with the invasion of this technology. And people are now sending me manuscripts that have been written by this AI, trying to convince human beings, whole books, hundreds and hundreds of pages long, that are taking bits and pieces of everything that's happened and putting it together under the banner of a message that human beings are machines. That we are programmable robots, that we're not even born, we're built, and that we have no souls. Just as these AI systems themselves are soulless. And we have technocrats now telling us that this is the inevitable future. This is going to evolve us. But really, we need to stop deceiving ourselves. This is a digital gulag that we're being marched right into like sheep. And maybe some people don't want to face that painful reality, but if they can get you to believe you're not human anymore, then they can program you however they want. For over a decade, we've been slowly watching this system rise up all around us, and we've been describing the digital chains. And for the last 10 years, it has only gotten worse. And it feels like everybody's just walking off into this. Like, there's just nothing we can do. It's all hopeless. We have no choice. And this future that's being built, who is it even for? Children who can't read or think without machines. Art and movies and music that is just absolute soulless AI slop. Lonely, disconnected humans trapped in online echo chambers talking to and being programmed by bots. It's such an empty, impoverished wasteland of nothing, just nothing. Who does that even appeal to? Besides people who want to use it for control. We don't have to just do this. We don't have to do this. Not with a bang, but with a whimper, or maybe not even a whimper. But we're going to have to stand up, have some stake in the image, and stop acting like it's all just to be dictated to us and that we have no agency of our own here. because this is not the world that I want to live in. It's not the world I want my kids living and their kids living in. And I know it's not the world you want to live in and want your kids to live in. Nobody should want to live in this world. What the hell kind of world even is this? This is like if they took every science fiction nightmare and combined them all into a blender. And now they're trying to force everyone to drink it. Well, how about no? My entire existence in this realm rebels against this future. Because this is digital slavery. And I'm tired of everyone kind of dancing around that point because it's like we don't want to admit to ourselves what's going on here. But I founded this channel with a duty to tell you what I believe to be the truth in all matters that I take the time to discuss. And I am telling you right now, that is the truth. That is what I see. I can't put a pretty face on that. It is what it is. And I feel compelled deep within my soul to tell you what is happening here. And that is what I feel like is happening here. We have to stop trying to avoid the painfully obvious truth, which, as you know, we've made it our duty to seek since we founded this channel. Now, I'm an American, and I was raised in a country that was founded upon some self-evident truths. And one of those is that we are endowed by our Creator with inherent, unalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that second one, I feel like I should repeat, is liberty. That is the inherent state of human beings. What's happening now is we have corrupt corporations and their government counterparts pushing us all into a digital space and then using that new layer that's been added onto our physical reality as an in-run around those inalienable rights. But I'm here to tell you right now, that is not how any of this works. We're human first, for now anyway, and no matter what new layers of reality are applied over the top of this one, first principles say that we are born into this world with inalienable rights. That comes first. Doesn't matter what you add on to the equation afterwards. First things first, we are born and our Creator made us with inalienable rights. These can't be revoked and they can't be removed. They can only be given up by us willingly. There's no other way to predict the future but then by looking at the past. And 250 years ago, the people in my country were facing a similar fate of bondage at the hands of an absolute monarch and a parliament that did not represent them at all and would not respect those rights. And if things continue as they are right now, we're walking into a digital mind prison, basically. A digital gulag, a yawning black abyss, which will only amplify those abuses of the past a thousandfold, but like in a new and inescapable realm. 250 years ago, the people here began to see themselves not as subjects to a tyrant king, with no representation in what taxes they paid or not even being able to choose what tea they were allowed to drink. But instead, they began to call themselves the sons and daughters of liberty. And they would gather under liberty trees and poles in their villages and towns, and they would raise a flag on that with a very easy to understand message. And that was appeal to heaven. And what that flag means is, when conditions get so dire here on the ground, the only thing you can do is take the issue you have to the highest authority. The highest authority there is, the one above man, the one above all men, the one that's beyond the arbitrary rule of men, period. You take it all the way to the top level, the top of the top. You appeal to that authority. And I can't speak for anyone else. I can't. But I would be doing you a disservice if I did not tell you that I can feel that it is about to be time once again to remember who we are as humans made in the image of our creator and not robotic cattle to be walked off in total subjugation into a digital prison. If we continue on this path, it's not death that we face, you guys. It is something worse than that. And I will never go quietly into that. I say, give me cognitive liberty or give me death.